This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
So what happened at Oasis last night that, say, wasn't friendly for the FM show, but will make it onto an online platform today? Anyone vomiting? Anyone so drunk they were a mess?
No.
Anyone shifting?
No, I'm telling you, you could not move off that pitch. So people were like, really, no one was going to the bar. No one was like, people were actually
warm.
Yeah.
I have to say, though, I was saying to Fiona this morning, like, we arrived to that race on Saturday morning and there was, I'm going to say, like, 4, 8, 12. So I'm going to say, I could be wrong by like 3 on each bit. So say there was a semi-square of Portaloos by 2 for 5,000 people, okay?
5,000
people did the race.
I actually saw some people on my Insta story who have no connection to you, who I just know through other places.
Loads of people
were
doing it.
That were doing it.
Yeah, I guess it's a nice amount. I mean, I know you're not saying that, but like, maybe it's a nice amount to get into if you're like, you want to do a race that feels like not as scary as like a half marathon.
Yeah. It is shy of a half marathon because a half marathon.
Yeah. A half would be like 23.
21.
Okay. So 5K more. Yeah. And, I couldn't run another step. But like, if I was more trained, I'd be like, Jesus, maybe next year I'll do the half.
The timing you got it in is insane for no training at all, Emma.
Like, a few little 5Ks. But basically, the toilet situation we were given out this morning, Callum, there was literally no toilet. I mean the queue of people to have a wee before the race. I'm actually so fucking sick of people organising events not organising toilets.
No,
even Crow Park, you were saying yesterday,
it was,
if they would have made 10 times the money on the bar if they just provided toilets for
it
people.
It was honestly insane. So if we wanted to go to the bathroom and we were like right up the front, we would have had to leave the whole, go through the whole of the pitch and actually leave the venue, go like through the whole like walkway that you get back out and get out to like the, I don't know what you'd even call it, like the square or something, like out
it's
the front.
Like, yeah, I remember I've been to one, actually no, I've done 2 Croke Park gigs standing before.
Yeah.
And that is the only place, it's basically where like the entrance to the GAA museum is and everything.
Yeah,
like,
I know
it's kind of big entrance.
Miles away.
I know it sounds like I keep going on about it and it's like, girl, shut up. And obviously I was fucking delighted and I wouldn't change. Like, I'm so glad I was standing and stuff.
Yeah.
But it was like, okay, you're making a lifestyle decision for the evening now. Like, you are not even gonna like let a bit of water pass your lips because you would be an hour getting there and back.
But like anywhere who's gonna try and enter, you're spend huge money on the tickets, whatever it was. Yeah. Like, it literally brings me back to All Together Now. I thought, like, guys, what are you doing? It was the Friday night, Fontaines were on, and we were like, right, need to go to the loo, can't hold it anymore.
Yeah.
And ran in the main arena to the toilets. Like, again, this is a huge semi-square of toilets way back. And all the individual queues like spiders coming out of the individual portaloos. And then I'm going to genuinely say 15, 20 back and across. I was like, if I wait and do this, I'm not going to see the gig. Feck off.
No.
Like,
sure, you and me the next, or well, on the Saturday when I arrived, like the tent or the toilets across the road from our tents, there was people turning away, like being like getting up to the top of it and being like leaving because they were so bad, like in rag order.
I actually think there's some kind of petition we should do because it's actually, every time it happens, you're like, I'm so mad about this. And then you just forget about it.
Just get a few extra toilets. You've got extra people in. I've never seen Croke Park that busy. Like, for any gig, get a few extra fucking toilets.
Like, I suppose with what, if you're in the stands, you obviously have the toilets.
You can
that
go.
That have any,
Alex was saying like he snuck out to the bathroom and all. But I don't mind. I wouldn't change it. But as well, on the note of like, what like mess did I see? I feel like you would have seen more as well if you were up in the stands, because like all I could see was the people who were directly beside me.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's like you can't even get
there's no peripheral vision.
Yeah. And you can't even like get the gravitas of how like
mega
massive
it all
is, unless I'd gone up on the shoulders, which they were given out to anyone who got up on
get down
as well.
Have you ever been into the men's bathroom at any of those kind of gigs?
No, but I always hear they're abysmal.
No, that'll be telling. That'll be telling.
I,
any time I spent
get a bit
in there.
Stressed out
when
if I see a woman
ride
in the men's.
087-711-1038.
Oh, no, I wasn't implying the ride. I was just implying to use
like,
the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it does stress me out when I see a woman in there.
Why?
Oh, I've done
it. Do you not just understand
desperate.
What they're doing?
No, I fully understand, but it's also like, you're not meant to be in here.
I know. And as well, the whole walkway into Croke Park was like just wall-to-wall urinals. There was just like temporary urinals put up. And I'm like, women like Oasis too. Okay?
You need one of the women urinals.
I was thinking that all night. I was like, I should have got a sheepie.
Well, do you know they're? I saw them on TikTok recently. There's people like they are coming in terms of if you want to have a wee,
and that's
the worst thing as well. I find because even for example, the other morning when I was waiting for the toilet to go fucking running, I was like, "This is miserable enough."
Yeah, exactly. Why are you making this harder? I know.
All the men were obviously going to the bushes to have a wee.
Yeah.
So I was like, if you're in this queue, you're going for a poop. And now I'm aware of that, and that's annoying.
Oh no.
1038. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma,
Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello there. Hi. God. I'd imagine some heads are a little bit sad this morning.
I'd say so. It's more the emotion of it's over.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's not like, oh, you're feeling rough or fragile in that way. It's more like, I just actually saw a meme there of like adjusting to life after seeing Live 25 Oasis, and it's just Noel Gallagher looking sad at different places.
Yeah.
On a bus, on a train, on a park bench, and it's like that is the vibe now. I think there's a serious come down.
Yeah, 100%. You're like, I'm happy it happened, but you're looking forward to something for so long.
Yeah.
Even as someone who wasn't going to the gigs, I feel a bit like, aw.
I know, because you wanted to happen again, and because the buzz was just insane.
Yeah. It just looks like everyone was having an absolute baller of a time.
Oh my gosh.
What time did you get in?
I actually got in at like 12. We left kind of straight away.
Yeah.
So that was that. And it just, it took a while to get out of there. But I knew.
You had an early start this morning.
1038 comes first.
Mm-hmm.
Radio is my life. Oasis be damned. How important are those guys? So here I am.
Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Spin is on.
Spin. Emma, Dave and Fiona. Dave, you're back with us Wednesday. Hope all is good. Kicking off a brand new week. We must obviously get a bit of a roasting and be brought back down to earth and humbled because that is how things go around here.
Oh, yeah.
Callum.
Here we go. What a week it was. Oasis played 2 sold-out nights at Croke Park.
Wow.
The good weather is here to stay. And Robbie Williams is in town this weekend.
Oh, he is. Same vibes.
Everyone's going to be queuing outside Croke Park to see him. But it can't all be good news. I welcome you to the worst bits of last week.
Boom.
All right.
And we'll start with Oasis. They obviously don't make the worst bits because there's no worst bits for them.
Mm-hmm.
But last week we tested Fiona to see how well she knew lyric to the band's songs. And she really struggled with a very obvious song.
Which Oasis song opens with the line, "Slip inside the eye of your mind"? 5.
No, wait, stop.
3.
I'm just scared I'm going to say the wrong one.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to need an answer after.
I know. Okay, hang on. No, shut up. I'm fucking angry. Sorry. I know that's the easiest one, but I'm sweating.
We were determined to take Fiona's tickets off her that she bought for herself and give them away, but she actually ended up smashing that quiz.
I was so scared. Don't look back in anger. Just to say again.
There's two elements to that part. It's the... And then the shut up. That was the really, like,
I'm sorry for that.
That was a really horrible side.
Shut up.
Yeah. Shut up. We found out that Scarlett Johansson can't do a very good English accent, so Queen of Accents Emma tried to outdo her.
Oh, Christ. We are perfectly content as we are, Mummy. I simply can't make a decision about us right now. It's been an utterly dreadful day.
Pardon?
You're not planning to change your name again, are you, Mummy?
In fairness, it wasn't a bad attempt, but I couldn't really get English vibes off you. It was more kind of posh Irish.
Was it?
I felt like there was like...
Hey, I got the posh on... I'll take it.
Yeah.
I would call that a best bit.
It didn't slide into Marge Simpson, which is always a good thing. And moving on to English football, I don't think Fiona will be tapped up by Off the Ball anytime soon, as she predicts where teams will finish in the Premier League depending how long their team name is.
14. I'm going to go just because they have a very long name, and I just think with a name that long, how quick are you going to be on the pitch? Brighton and Hove Albion?
The questioning of the team.
It's just a long. It's just like I'm trying to explain my findings. Mm, I'm trying to get into sport.
Callum,
What a game for yourselves
and
yesterday.
Forest, we're going to win the league, I tell you.
Go on.
Those two goals, I was watching them. I was like, another one?
And that's, yeah,
we'll have another one, will we?
We both had you top of the league. That's why how we predicted.
Thank you very much.
Callum.
And finally, Fiona was telling us about the process of getting married and all the people you aren't allowed to marry once you are married. It means Emma won't be able to get wed to an uncle.
So you can't marry your uncle-in-law?
No, that's actually, sorry. Well, no, once we're married,
yeah,
he can't.
Like,
but if he wanted to now, he could.
Ah, that's not fair.
I know.
Some uncles these days are like the same age as
some
each other.
Some uncles are all right.
I even produced Calum and they were the worst bits of last.
Thank you very much. Incest is not cool, guys. Mm,
came as
but
a shock
to
us all.
In-law.
I know. Look, we're
still
all struggling with that one.
This is Spin Morning.
Ooh, very exciting. But in the meantime, I was telling you around this time on the show last week that I was feeling a bit creatively stunted, creatively stifled.
We can tell, Callum, what?
So yeah, I know. No, guys,
joking.
I've been having an absolute mare. So I'd ordered for myself this book, which you might have heard of before. It's called The Artist's Way, which is a really famous book. It was written back in the 90s by this woman, Julia Cameron, and it's meant to, like, it's got all these kind of
tasks
and exercises to get you really feeling creative again and not just like sitting at home being like, oh God, I should write something, I should do something.
Fiona told us last week that it's really what got Doechii start making music. And if you know any of the Doechii even music videos, they are just a work of art. So it's really after piquing my interest as well,
yes,
to be honest, yeah.
And so obviously the first step to begin this creative journey would be to take the book out of the packaging from where I ordered it and open said book. But I haven't done that. So I thought I might do that on the show. It's still here. It's in the cardboard.
Let's just undo the procrastination steps, because you're procrastinating your creativity and then you're procrastinating trying to fix the procrastination.
I'm procrastinating trying to fix it. So yeah, it's not a great start so far. Julia would not be happy, but here we go. Let's get this cardboard open, and here she is.
Okay, what I like about it is it's not like a big Bible-y thick situation. You'll get through that. I know that it's not just a case of reading it. There's probably a lot of things you have to do, but it doesn't intimidate me by how long it is. It looks like that's doable. We could do that.
It's doable, but everything in the book is you're doing stuff.
You can't just
sit and passively read. Over the course of 6 weeks, readers learn the radical new skills needed to take their creativity and their creative work to the next level. How to connect with the intuitive power within themselves and trust the answers they receive.
So what's your first challenge? Can you figure that one out? Because, you know, obviously, if this is it, it's the 18th of August. Great day to start on a Monday.
It is.
6 weeks' time, God almighty, we'll have an Einstein in the room.
Oh my God, look at this. Okay, right. Week one, inviting grounding. Okay? And I'm going to need you guys to keep me grounded, because the first step in keeping me grounded is called believing friends.
Okay.
So, okay, now this is just Julia kind of waffling on about something. How do I believe my friends, Julia? Write for guidance. Oh, it's the morning pages. This is the famous thing from this book. As soon as you wake up in the morning, 3 pages of longhand morning writing about anything without even thinking. Like, as soon as you get up in the morning, you just turn to the side of your bed and just scribble down anything, which is going to be hard because obviously we are up very early.
Yeah, of course. And also, I had a mad dream the other night that I was in Trump's house, and I don't want anyone to know that. I'm not going to put
that
down.
But that's exactly what you're meant to be putting. It's
really
meant to be insane, and like sometimes it's going to be so boring, but sometimes it might simulate something. So that is my first task, which I knew that was a famous thing of this book. I'm not particularly looking forward to, because as I say, we're up early anyway, but that's grand. I'll give that a go.
3 pages is long. What kind of pages? A4 or like little notebooky ones?
I guess it's going to be A4 if I'm going to really do this. You know.
Well, look, we're about to play Lewis Capaldi and Survive. Would you put pen to paper there and get your first morning pages down?
I swear to God, I'll survive. But that's like cheating, because I've been up long enough to kind of reset. Like, I'm not in that like lucid dream stage. It's like they're going to be boring.
And what do they hope happens when you do this?
Just that, like, well, the more you write, it's like something might be good in there. If you write 3 pages of shite, there might be one good sentence, is what I think the goal is. So
I'd be embarrassed to be writing down my thoughts when I'm that delirious in the morning. God
not,
only
do
knows.
Do you not want to do The Artist's Way? Do you not want to be on your journey to creative empowerment?
Maybe.
Then get it down on paper, girl.
Oh, look at her now. She just opened the book and she's all telling me what to do now.
I'll tell you now, safe journey. That's what you need to be on. Okay, no, that's another book. Okay, Julia's been on a mad one. Look, I feel no more creative, but we'll get there, guys.
We'll keep her in check and we'll keep you up to date on that.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We're here on Spin, Summer's number one hit music station. Hope all is good this morning. I think I've finally cracked it.
Oh.
I've cracked what you need to do if you want to go on a night out and wake up feeling amazing.
Go on.
Bring a Gen Z with you.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
So the other night, Saturday night, myself and two of the girls, Emer and Megan, we were just out in Ranelagh. But Megan's little sister was with us.
Yes.
She's only 20 years young. Okay.
Go on. Whoa.
Her attitude to the whole thing was inspiring. Okay. Myself and Emer had just done our run. We'll tell you about that later.
Please.
She insisted that we continuously drink pints of water because we'd be so dehydrated from everything already today. Mm. She insisted we stop at the shop and get some gluten-free treats.
Stop. Now, sorry, have I not been saying the water thing?
The water thing's a big deal.
Here?
Yeah.
Please, but I'm also Gen Z. I'm also 20 years old, if anyone is interested.
Of course.
Go on, the gluten-free treats.
Gluten-free treats. She's a gluten-free gal. Mm. We stood at the bus stop eating, like, so much popcorn.
Nice.
Fulfill bars.
Whoa.
On a Saturday night in Ranelagh.
Oh my God. Excuse no wow burger you? For you.
No wow burger for me, baby. It's unbelievable just how like cooler they are than us.
Yeah.
You know? I was like, do you want another one? She was like, no.
She's like, no, I want to be standing at the bus stop with a Fulfill bar.
Just, they're not like us.
No.
You know? They're so much cooler. They've so much more common sense, I think, than
it's
we did.
It's almost like they're happy in themselves.
Yes.
Which obviously is not something our generation can relate to.
Yeah. No, I would 100% agree on that.
Okay, wow.
It was amazing. After that then, one of the girls' friends very kindly invited us to her house for a lasagna.
Wow, this story just gets better.
Honestly, it was phenomenal. We were sitting out in her gorgeous terrace in this beautiful flat. I felt like I was in Normal People.
You know, the thing is, the whole story is giving me a bang of Normal People, to be honest.
You'd almost the only thing that kind of terrace situation was missing was fairy lights. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The sun was setting, the Gen Zer was on the water. Stop. I just kind of said to myself, do you know what I'll have actually with my lasagna? I'll actually have a water.
Wow. Have you any dilute? Probably not the dilute, probably too much sugar for the kids.
I'd say so. Yeah, no, she was just sticking to the water. I have to say they're incredible. Find yourself a Gen Zer to go out with.
Okay, so you need her now every weekend.
I'll book her in. I'd almost pay her as a babysitter.
Honestly, yeah, that should be a thing.
Will you come out with me on Saturday night? I'll pay for whatever you need paid for. And
you
I'll
just
give
remind
you,
me like, to get my popcorn.
I'll give you 50 quid at the end of the night for minding me.
Honestly.
What?
That's not my name. Mm-mm. That's not my name. Oh, God. I butchered that,
Dave. No, I thought that was pretty good.
Thank you, girl.
Welcome on into a game we like to call That Is Not My Name. This is the game where you come on the show and with absolutely no hints and no clues, we try and guess your name.
It sounds impossible, but it has been done. Specifically 2 weeks ago, Dave got a winner. He guessed Emma, and the girl's name was Emma. And we gave away 50 IMC cinema passes, which just for context, that means we went 25 weeks without winning this game. It's a toughie. It's a
How
toughie.
How many weeks are in a pregnancy?
40.
Okay. I thought it was the length
nearly,
of a gestation period.
You're nearly there. Hey, okay. Close to half cooked. Over half cooked. So
you'd be well shown by then, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, listen, here we go. We're trying to guess your names. You're going to hear these voice notes. You're the only person in the room who's going to hear them. Producer Callum, I lie, actually has heard them as well. And from there, we will go on and we'll chat to people and try and guess their names. So in the room, let's take our headphones off.
My name is Caitlin.
Player one, let's get it one.
How are you, Blair one?
Hey, player one.
I'm good. For you?
Okay, we have a female. Okay, mm-hmm. Player one. All right, let's just give this a lash, okay? Player one, is your name Sarah?
That's not my name.
Damn it.
That's not your name.
I'm glad that you know the name of the game and you said that's not my name. Points to you.
We've gotten some player questionable one. Responses to that recently. All right, because it's been Oasis weekend and she's on my brain, player one, is your name Peggy?
That's not my name.
Mm-hmm. Could have been.
Player one, is your name by any chance Louise?
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's not my name.
Oh, I'm so sorry, gal. Tell us what your name is.
Caitlin.
Gorgeous
beautiful name.
Just Kate with a Lynn. It just makes it just elevates the Kate.
I know, it just adds a bit of je ne sais quoi.
Mm-hmm.
So beautiful, Caitlin.
Sorry, hon. Have a great day.
It's okay.
Bye, girl.
Thanks, you too.
Talk to you later. Okay, let's take our headphones off again then.
Yes.
My name is Jake.
Player two, let's speak to you.
Player two should be there.
Hello.
Hi, player two. It's Em and Fiona. How are you?
Hi, player two.
How's things?
Good, thank you.
All right. Player two, let's keep this theme going. Is your name Liam?
That's not my name.
Ah, all right, player two, is your name Jason?
That's not my name.
Okay. I mean, I shouldn't be doing this, but player two, is your name Noel?
That's not my name.
Oh, damn.
I really thought Liam or Noel might have called through this morning, but that's not my name.
I was looking for some IMC cinema passes.
I literally was like, after coming off stage after night two at Crow Park, the first thing on their list on Monday morning would have been coming on for this, but afraid it doesn't seem that way. Player two, what is your name?
My name is Jake.
Oh, Jake, I'm sorry.
You were close.
Jason, yeah, in there. Sorry, Jake, have a good one.
No worries, you too, thanks.
Bye. Okay, last chance this week to do this. Headphones off for the final time in the room.
My name is Rebecca / Becky.
Player three, speak to me.
Player three, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Are you in the poor tunnel right now?
I'm actually not, no.
It sounds like you're in a, I don't know, a submarine.
She's in space with Katy Perry.
Okay, player three, let's give this a lash. Is your name Rebecca?
That is my name.
Oh! What? What? Stop!
What are you talking about?
Your
name is Rebecca!
Sorry.
Yes.
What the hell?
No, I don't believe you.
Oh my god.
Absolutely shocked.
I was riding it down there and I'm not going to be in. Rebecca!
Rebecca in the sea this morning. Well done!
Emma, how did you do that?
I have absolutely no idea.
I actually can't believe that. Oh my god.
Let's just go straight over to check on this.
My name is Rebecca / Becky.
Oh, you could have gone for Becky
my
as well.
God, I can't believe that's happened.
Becky with
so
the good
shocked.
Hair. I actually cannot believe that.
Wow.
Rebecca, who the bus for you for having a name that Emma could guess. There was skill on both sides. I'm not sure what that skill was, but it was here in the studio with us this morning.
Call chance in your arm. I can't believe that. Rebecca, you know, we had like months and months with no winner on this, and Dave only won 2 weeks ago. So, like, it's weird how this has happened. You're off the cinema 12 times. Rebecca, have a great one.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hey, talk to you later. Rebecca. Bye.
Bye.
Wow. I can't believe it.
I can't wait for Rebecca to get up to Earth's surface and go to the cinema 12 times. I'm so excited for her.
You're up next. You got to get a winner next, Fiona.
I cannot see it for myself, honestly, but I need it now.
Here's Gigi Perez. This is Sailor Song, a spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Taylor Swift, Cruel Summer on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Has anyone listened to the podcast yet?
No, I've just seen the clips and I've listened to another podcast discussing the podcast and I probably won't listen to the original
podcast. You just won't give Travis and his brother the click.
I'm just like, am I listening to that 2 hours? And like, how do I know? I guess there'll be timestamps, but I'm like, I don't want to listen to any sports stuff.
Yeah, anyway, sorry, just in case you don't know, by any chance, Taylor's fella has a podcast, Travis Kelce and his brother, and that's where she chose to announce her brand new album just last week, and they were teasing it for a few days.
I'm a bit more excited about the album now. Last week I was kind of a little bit like, no, and now it's just I'm hearing more and more things that it's going to be meant to be a good pop album, like 1989, and it's getting
back to pop. Tay-Tay,
like she's gonna she's in a good place, man. It can't
she's
be that
happy.
Depressing, you know.
I prefer the depressed albums.
Give me Evermore with Bon Iver all day every day.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat. Upgrade your lunchtime with office favourites delivered by Just Eat.
No, Folklore and Evermore, that's the only time I have for that girl.
We can't have you happy.
Do you know what Taylor should do? If she wants to go back on tour again, she does two nights to a tour. One night is a happy night and one night is a sad night.
Oh my God, please. Or before she goes out, I'll just trip her up. So then she's sad both nights. Perfect.
What's the crack, Alex?
Morning, guys. The Grand Canal inbound is busy from Harold's Cross to Portobello, while the Nace Road is also busy. Just
3-8 Dublin. Dublin.
Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, what's the crack?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Alex still feeling the effects of being at Oasis over the weekend because that was a four-word weather.
P45.
I'm sorry.
P45
First of all, Alex, it doesn't make sense. The calm after Oasis. Oasis, I know you're 4 years old, but Oasis actually means calm.
Calm.
So you could say
setting.
Oasis after that great weekend or something. The four Oasis words after. And you Oasis use the same after. Word twice.
Yeah.
Not great.
I thought it might be the calm after the Oasis, but it wasn't. No.
Just I think it was the calm after Oasis. We've just had a check on that.
And Kev has just messaged saying, by the way, that was only a four word weather. Oh. You're getting complaints, Alex. Wow. Complaints. Wow. Complaints at spin1038.com if
honestly,
you want to complain
I'd
about
Alex. I'd really like you to do that today. Send a complaint about Alex in a four word weather. These children need to learn the hard
no
way.
One wants to hear about Oasis anymore. Will I be discussing it in great detail shortly? Yes. But only I'm allowed to do it.
No one else.
Oh boy.
Hi, this is Sabrina Carpenter.
On Spin, summer's number one hit music station. What an earworm that is. I cannot stop mumbling it along to myself. And I keep checking myself, being like, stop singing that Sabrina Carpenter song. It's
just
so good.
Gotta wait for the new album, girl.
Yeah, true.
Very, very exciting.
So you look a bit shook, not gonna lie.
Thank you. No,
bit of fake tan. The fake tan's a bit dodgy there.
I was honestly gonna say, like, if I made one mistake after being at Oasis last night, it's not coming home and showering off the fake tan I put on that day. Like, smell a biscuits off me right now. Along with everything else, I'm really, really sorry, guys. But I just thought, wow, that'll be well cooked by the time I get home after the show. That's the perfect time to share it
off. Oh, totally. You'll get a few days out of it now,
my sincere apologies. But I had to have the tan on for the lads.
Of course.
They looked directly at me, guys, and I needed to be bronzed up.
Did you think Liam fell in love?
I think Liam was really giving me a look like I would throw it all away for you.
Yeah, and I honestly, like, I sometimes, girl, I like, know. I made eye contact with Beyonce when I was 16. I taught at Three Arena and I actually thought she was going to leave Jay-Z for me.
Backup dancer. Yeah. I, like, Noel, you actually do see looking out at everyone. And, like, I think there was a video of him as well, like, making fun of someone who was crying in the front row. That was not at one of the Dublin gigs. But you can see him looking out. But I think I was just a little bit too far. But we were very close up. So they have, like, the front row, the front, like, circle thing. Mm. And then we were at the barriers right behind that. So we got to see all the famous people coming in, all the VIPs. We saw Dominic West, from The Affair and other such shows. Oh, sorry. He played King Charles Prince Charles in the later years of
The Crown. The Crown.
You know that guy? Yeah, Mummy.
God, him. He's gorgeous.
We saw Mummy. Yeah. And we saw Gene. Gallagher, Liam's son, who is just ahead of him.
Wow.
Like, you would think it would, like, you would think you'd step back in time and saw him. He is so
the
cool.
Spits of him, yeah.
Yeah. And, like, the glass, like, he was dressed exactly like him and everything, like, it was insane. We saw Inhaler, you know, Bono's son and the lads.
Yeah.
And then other people, like, these girls were beside me, like, who's that? Is he famous? Like, you know, you're like, you can tell that someone's a big deal, but you're like, I don't know. And then, of course, there was the show as well.
Yes.
Oh, and as well, walking past there, we saw Richard Ashcroft, who obviously is the support for Oasis, and we all got to be like, Richie! Like, he just smashed it.
I have never seen so much hype for a gig, and I'm talking about, like, even last year with the Taylor Swift concerts,
yes,
they were massive.
Doesn't compare.
This was a next level.
Yeah. I was saying all weekend, it feels like, it felt like, the expression FOMO was used so much, I felt so left out.
Yeah.
Do you get me? It felt like there's a massive party on, and you're not invited.
I know.
It felt like that, and it just, the joy, like, I've never been more, like, I was really, like, sitting at home tetchy last night being like, I should be raging.
I know, like, raging. I should catapult myself into Croker. Yeah, I did feel like, so, like, in the whole day leading up and just being there, I really was like, oh my God, I feel like I'm part of history.
I saw people on Twitter saying it was one of the best days of their life in terms of, like,
easily.
Some people, so I think someone on Instagram before the gig even happened said, this has been one of the best days of my life and best day in Dublin I've ever had, and the gig hasn't even started yet.
Oh, 100%.
Then, like, even just like walking from town to Croke Park, like, everyone is in such flying form. All the kids are out the front gardens, like, selling their bits, like, cupcakes and like Capri cans
Suns.
And stuff.
Yeah, to
specify. And okay, so it was incredible, but I did make a show of myself a little bit. So obviously, we get in, we're like right up the front of the stand. And if you saw videos of the show, like, there's no room. You're not getting out to go to the toilet. Switched. You're not going for a drink. You are staying put, which I was like, that's fine. I don't want
to
miss
cement. Meets
anything,
the ground almost.
I'm staying here. And then everyone was like flipping their cups up, you
I
know,
love
like
that
as
buzz.
They do.
Destroy my hair. Don't
yeah,
care. It's a great
exactly.
One.
And I was, and like judging by like the toilet situation, trying to get off that like pitch and go out to the toilet, there was not like a drinkable beverage in any of those cups.
Oh.
But I was like, I want to be part of this because I feel like I am part of history right now in this crowd. And I just had water in my cup, but I was like,
maybe I'll flip it. And it wasn't at a time that anyone was flipping anything. And so I was like, okay. Okay, just having this conversation with myself, and I was like, I'm going to go for it. And
then, so awkward for
you. I can imagine you having the existential crisis in your head as well, because you even panic about asking me questions at work sometimes. No, this is the big thing.
Honestly, I thought I was anxious till I met Fiona.
No, guys, wait till you hear. Like, this is anxiety fuel for the next 30 years of my life. So I flip it so badly. It just hits a girl that's like two people over from me. And she's like, what? Who did that?
No.
And all these girls behind, I swear to God, I'm not like, go, oh my God, the audacity. And I was like, I wanted to die. Like, the bucket hat was getting like further and further over my head, like trying to conceal my, I was like, this is a nightmare. I was like, I need to leave. I need, my soul needs to leave my body. And like, obviously Dwayne's kind of protecting me because he's in between me and them. And they were like, who did that? And Dwayne turns around and goes, some arsehole. And he looked to me and was like, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? And I was like, I don't know. I just want to be part of it. I was like, I'm part of history. I'm in the Oasis crowd. And then this was even worse. So there was Half the World Away was coming up, which is one of my favorite songs. And he was like, this is dedicated to people in Manchester. Noel was saying people were booing. And then he was like, this is dedicated to the royal family. Now, I know that's because of the royal family TV show. And I was like, woo! But obviously everyone around me was booing because it's Ireland and it's the royal family. And I was like, no, guys, I know it's because of the show. I was like, sorry. So I just, everyone hated me.
Honestly, you went to one of the most iconic gigs in history and you made a tit to yourself.
Oh, big time. Big time.
I have to be honest, I'm a bit disappointed in
you. No, I know, and I'm so sorry to those girls. The audacity, that will ring in my ears for the rest of my life.
You bullied a girl and you supported the royal family at Oasis.
R-O-Y-L-E.
Stadia feet.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Charlie XCX, Billie Eilish and Guess on Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Dave will be back with us on Wednesday. I want to talk to you about something that I, in my mind, have kind of noted as a glorified, way more mental ploughing championships. Okay. I'd like to talk about the Iowa State Fair.
Wow.
One of the largest and most iconic state fairs in the States.
Oh, my God.
Very agricultural roots, but it also serves up this really eclectic and bizarre mix of entertainment and really quirky traditions. It's been running now since 1854. So,
wow.
It's quite famous. As I said, a very bizarre mashup of like outrageous contests. You know the way typically, like for example, where I grew up, this tiny rural village in West Waterford, you'd have your like pitch day once a year.
Yeah,
all sorts of weird and wacky stuff will go on. Well, it pales in comparison to what goes on at the Iowa State Fair. Please, can we go?
Okay, no, 100%.
I want to witness it. One of the things that they have there is, now this is going to drive everyone mad, and like honestly, this is contraception. I'm handing it right now. Free contraception on Spin. You heard it here first. There's a competition called the Mom Calling Contest.
What?
It's for kids aged 5 to 15 have to take to the stage and kind of do a yell and show how they annoy their mothers, right?
Oh, stop.
Oh, it's quite bad. I'm going to walk you through some of the finalists from this year, okay?
Mom, I need more toilet paper. Mom.
So basically, like, they're in this massive stage. God. There's an audience. All these kids go up and go, like, show how they'd be screaming for their mom. And they're all like, woo-hoo!
Oh, sorry. It's the echo that's, like, really haunting to me. Like,
that kid came in third place. In second place was this kid.
Mom. Momkins. Oh. Mamacita. Christine Marie Sullivan. Come here.
No. No. Come on. And everyone's sitting there loving it.
This is it.
I mean, she won me back with the Mamacita.
Yeah, that was a bit of crack.
But then the Christine Marie Sullivan, I was like, oh, stop.
Oh my God, if my kid ever full named me to come to get...
You're in trouble. And then they're like, you arrive and they're like, I love you.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, shut up.
Here's number one, the winner.
Mom.
Watch your ears.
Mom.
That's bad.
As I said, free contraception on the radio. That is only one of many, many, many crazy events that happened at the Iowa State Fair. So I'd like to walk you through what I think is going to be the hardest real or fake we have ever done on the show. Because everything at this thing is bizarre.
Okay,
let's kick off with pig poop bingo. pigs roam from a gridded pen, and the square where they go to the toilet first wins. So you choose where you think the pig is going to take a poo.
I love that, and I think it's real.
It is. Well done. The Sky Glider marriage proposal speed round. So couples compete to pop the question before the ride ends.
I think that's real.
I made that one up.
Oh, very good, Emma.
Deep fried lasagna on a stick. Layers of lasagna, batter deep fried and served on a skewer.
That needs to be real.
It's not. I
mean, is there a god?
A butter cow sculpture. A life-sized cow made entirely of butter displayed in a chilled glass case.
Please let that be real.
It is.
Oh, thank God.
Chicken washing demo. There are live demos where chicken are scrubbed, rinsed and blow-dried.
What? No.
It's real.
What?
Yeah. Unicorn. Corn dog toss. So children hurl these rainbow-coloured corn dogs through glittery hoops. They're all corn dogs going through there.
Just the unicorns. I don't know. I don't think that's real.
That's fake. Well done. Toilet races. Team push rolling toilets in a relay race that involved toilet paper obstacles.
What? Toilet?
I don't know how you'd roll a toilet.
Me neither. So that's why I'm going to say it's real.
It is real.
Okay.
You know the way sometimes you were saying in West Cork they have those for that kind of gala day. They push hospital trolleys around the village.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it
yeah.
It kind of gave me that vibe.
Okay.
A husband calling competition similar to the mom calling. Contestants yell dramatically to summon their imaginary or real husbands.
I'm going to say that's real.
It is.
Because it's like, oh, the old ball and chain, the misses. They love that.
Cow milking karaoke. People milk cows while singing karaoke and they're judged both on their song and technique, as in like getting the milk out while they're...
Okay, that's incredible, but I don't think it's real.
Oh, damn. I didn't know where you got.
But it was really, really good.
A sheep fashion show. So people dress their sheep in themed costumes like cowboys or Taylor Swift or whatever. And they parade them on this mini runway.
Please let that be real.
It is.
Yes.
Guys, please.
Can we go?
I want to go next year and I want to see this for myself.
Mom!
I'm 32 and sometimes I'm like, would I like kids in my life? And then I hear that and go, oh, you know what? I am just grand as I am. Here's Rosie.
Good morning.
Okay, let's bring it all back. So the last couple of weeks I've been asking your advice because back in, I'm going to say March or April, myself and my best friend, we signed up for the 16K run that was happening in Phoenix Park over the weekend. And you know yourself, I'm sure you've been there, when something's ages away, you're like, oh, that's great. I'll be so motivated. I'll get so fit.
Yeah.
Imagine 16K. I've never ran anything like it. That is 10 bloody miles. And lo and behold, standard situation happened. I had not trained for this race. I was barely running a 5K in 37 minutes. And it was actually you listening who persuaded me to go ahead with it because I was like, should I just pull out and save my skin? I didn't really want to pull out anyway because my friend Emer had been training for this and she was excited about doing it together. She was ready to go, right? She was like a 10K maybe a month ago or 5 weeks ago. She was like ready for it. So anyway, you persuaded me to go ahead. And I did. And last week on the show, I was saying, could you predict in or around the time that I would cross the line at?
Yeah.
Bearing in mind, I'd seen on the website that they kind of had a cutoff time to get back in 2.5 hours. And I thought to myself, I don't even know if I'll make it back in 4 hours. I thought I could still be there this morning, to be honest with you. So look, you were predicting what time that I might come in at. And Rob sent us this in the other day.
I'll say you'll do it in 2 hours, 10 minutes. The crowd and everyone else there will keep you going and your friends, I'd say you'll all get done about 2 hours 10.
All right.
Go on.
I can reveal, Rob, you were closest to. I came across the finish line in 2 hours 7 minutes.
Woo!
And 50 seconds.
Emma!
Okay. Hey, that's very slow.
That is incredible.
Very slow. Okay.
Girl, but you thought you were going to be later than the volunteers.
Oh, I thought I'd be there now, still passed
Emma,
out somewhere in a ditch.
That's unbelievable for absolutely no training.
Anyway, it was class. It was unreal. Rob, you have won yourself, as promised, a fanny pack of fig rolls.
Wow.
Because that's what we decided on the show last week. Everyone was saying, bring fig rolls with you for energy. And it all just came to be a fanny pack of fig rolls headed your way, Rob.
Oh, my God.
You lucky devil.
Rob.
Just to bring it back to Saturday morning, I have to say I felt really anxious on Friday night trying to sleep.
Yeah.
I was like, what am I doing? I'm really going to hurt myself here. So my friend Emer, her dad dropped us up. It was really hard because there was no parking in Fino. So like there was nowhere for people to kind of come and support. So you kind of get dropped up to like, say, the criminal courts area.
Yeah.
And then you got on the bus, right?
Yeah.
So the two of us got dropped off. Off we went. And we were kind of nervous. We were there about 40 minutes early. a bit too early, to be honest with you. So we took off and I stuck with Emer for the first 4.3 kilometres.
Whoa!
And we were coming up to another hill. Bloody hilly park that
yeah,
day.
You only Jeez. Really notice it if you're running, which yeah. I never have. Yeah, but shout honest. Out to those who do.
And at that point I said, Emer, you're going to have to go on without me. Patrick's going to have to walk for a little bit.
She's like, yeah, grand, I'm already gone.
So See off ya. She went and I started doing my own thing. And I found my people, you know. I did find my people. We were chilling down the back having the crack. Emer had provided me with some jellies. I think at mile 6, I actually had to stop at a water station and take a breather. I was on my phone texting people back. I was having a bit of crack. I was eating my jellies. Stunning. I had to fully kind of stop down for 5 minutes and reset the brain.
Okay, now that
going.
Is the part of a run that I would be on board with.
The one bit of feedback I would give to the Phoenix Park setup for that particular race was, it was kind of frustrating because you kind of had to loop over yourself a couple of times on a couple of occasions.
That.
And that's just not fulfilling, right?
No.
There was one point towards the very end, and at this point, the chafing was off the charts. No, I'm not. Look, I'm sorry. That might be too much information. It is.
No, I've been
pain
there.
On a plate. Like, it was just the most. I almost at one point was running, holding my like crotch part of my shorts down.
No.
I was hobbling. I hobbled over mile nine. Any kind of integrity or like self-respect was out the window.
Oh,
I was holding
God.
The crotch of my shorts down, right?
Oh,
the
Jesus.
The problem with that was, it was mile nine. And as you were looping over yourself and running back on yourself, these bitches were running out of Phoenix Park with their completion bag.
No.
So
no.
You had
illegal.
You had a mile to go. And you could see people leaving, which just was such a sickener.
They need to run themselves straight down to the criminal courts because that is an offence.
But genuinely, some people were jogging out having done it. It was just unbelievable to me. The other thing I will say is, you English people and miles need to get in the bin. Miles are the most unexciting thing in the world. Every time I'd see another mile, I was like, I don't feel excited because I know it's going to be forever till I see another one.
Yeah.
Give me KMs, baby.
But did
they
it make...
pop up much quicker.
But then, like, if you pass a mile, you know that you're further along than a kilometre. Is that anything?
That
is
didn't
that
do
something?
It for me whatsoever now, okay. Fiona, to be honest. Right. Every mile I saw, I just thought, no. Right. So here's the thing. I did get across the finish line eventually.
Yes.
But I had to go to extreme lengths to get there, courtesy of a particular style of music that I chose to listen to get me there. I'm so certain that you listening will not be able to figure out what that song is. It's so out there that if you guess it correctly, we'll give you a €50 voucher for a sports shop of your choice. Okay.
Oh.
Like a Lifestyle or an Elvery's, whatever the case
wow.
may be. If you guess spot on what song I managed to cross the finish line to, I'm actually ashamed of it, to be honest. 087-711-103. Get your guesses in. I'll tell you what that is next, all right? €50 sports shop voucher, whatever
oh
you want to guess.
Payday coming up for Emma.
087-711-1038. Have a guess at this. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hope you're well this morning. So I was telling you, I did it and I am feeling the effects of it. I have pains in weird places.
Okay.
I have pains across my neck. Which
really?
Is weird. I'm like, did my head just get too heavy for my body?
That's a weird one. Maybe you were like holding a bit of tension, just really trying to get through.
True, yeah. What I'm talking about is the 16-kilometre run that was on in Phoenix Park the other day. My friends and I signed up for it ages ago and I didn't train for it properly whatsoever. I considered pulling out and you helped me. You said, go on, just do it. See how you get on. I just told you that I crossed the finish line in 2 hours and 7 minutes. Rob had guessed as close as two. We were asking last week to kind of estimate what time you think it would take me to get across the finish line based on my lack of training. I genuinely thought I'd end up in like hospital, to
yeah,
be honest.
Yeah, no, you're a machine.
I'm not really, but basically to get me over the finish line, I have to say I'm a bit ashamed of myself because I went into a deep hole on Spotify of songs just to make me move, you know, because I was on the verge of just lying down on the ground and asking someone to airlift me out of the place. So I'm asking you this morning, if you can guess correctly, and I doubt you will, but just a bit of crack, what song you think I'll cross the finish line to? We'll sort you out this morning with a €50 voucher for a sports shop of your choice, like a Lifestyle or an Elvery's or whatever the case may be. Lauren, what song do you think I cross the finish line to?
The Eye of the Tiger.
Dumb. Dumb, dumb, dumb. Do you know what? I would be scarlet if it was that, but it was not. It was even worse than that.
Oh my God. I mean, that's a classic. No judgment on that one.
Thank you, Lauren.
Just for a song that popped into my head. See you later.
Bye, girl.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
We've had so many people guessing Eye of the Tiger.
I didn't know it was considered such an embarrassing song.
Jake has messaged. We've got Alan who's messaged their Eye of the Tiger. We've got Jacob, another one, who messaged Eye of the Tiger. It's kind of stereotypical.
Yeah, I guess it would just be maybe basic.
Maybe, yeah, okay. Keith is there as well. What song do you think I crossed the finish line to, Keith?
I don't know why it popped into my head, but I'd say it was Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh my God, that would be good. Nice bit of bounce into that.
I just met you. It actually would have been good to have on standby. It wasn't though, but thank you, Keith.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you, Keith.
Save me those two.
Also standing by there is Gary. What song do you think across the finish line to Gary?
Spice Up Your Life, Spice Up.
What a tune, but it was not. Thank you, Gary.
Thanks, no Gary.
All right, okay, listen, I'm convinced that someone is going to get there. I'll narrow it down. Think of me. I think I'm quite a feminist and I'm all about women's rights. And all don't right. you dare talk about my friend like that. Uh-huh. That's how I roll. I went full misogyny.
Okay.
Full misogyny. The way that
that's
this,
what we need.
The way the singer spoke about women was absolutely abysmal. And I absolutely bounced over the finish line.
We're getting a lot of Miley Cyrus's The Climb in there as well. So I think polar opposite. Okay. That. Yeah, is that what we're saying?
Think very not sweet. Think very not nice. Think you'll judge me for this. Okay?
I will say I'm going to save all these to a playlist. All these guesses. Because like it would make for quite a banging selection.
Oh, I'm already on that. There's some great ones in there. So look, have a guess. We'll sort out a €50 voucher for a sport shop of your choice if you guess correctly. And I know this is an awful thing to say. Think misogyny. 087-711-1038.
Oh my God.
It was pretty bad, but hey, it did what it needed to do. This is Spin. All right, so it happened on Saturday. I did that 16-kilometre run. It took me 2 hours and 7 minutes. Actually, pretty much 2 hours, 8 minutes. We got there. We got there. The first 10 weren't the worst. The last 6 were horrendous. I think the last 6 took me over an hour, to be honest. I was in absolute agony. The chafing was off the charts. I don't know if my legs are ever going to recover from this. I'm not going to lie. I'm smothered in Sudocream cream this morning.
Feeling the burn, but not the kind you want.
No, not whatsoever. So look, I had very little training for this and you were helping me along and guiding me through over the last few weeks saying, go and do it. Even though you haven't trained, you'll have a bit of crack. And you were predicting the time I'd come in and all the rest. But I have to say, I went to quite low lows in order to get there. And during the last mile, I just had to go into the droves of Spotify for some help to get me over the line. And I said, I think you'd be surprised by what I listened to across the finish line.
Yeah.
And I think you'll judge me for it. I got quite misogynistic to get across the line. I have to apologise for ladies everywhere. But anyway, you're trying to guess what that song was. Ian was in touch.
I don't know why, and it makes no sense. I'm going to go with, I like big butts and I cannot lie.
You are the brothers, Kenty and I. If a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in her face, you get sprung. Absolute tune next time. But it wasn't that. You are close, though. I think we're getting close. Kelly, what song do you think I crossed the finish line to?
I think it's WAP.
Oh, that'd be
see.
Little...
I don't know because that's misogyny, but does it qualify when it comes from a girl's mouth?
That's misandry.
Misandry.
I feel like it's a female empowerment.
Yeah.
Your song.
Very good. Close, but not quite there. Thank you, Kelly.
No problem. Bye. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, hon. Laura's there as well. What do you think, Laura?
The Tong song is it Cisco? Cisco.
Oh,
on the beach, popping away.
If this was a game, or hotter or colder, you are literally so hot.
No way.
It's so close, but it's not that.
Oh.
Do you want to hazard another guess at it?
No, I don't even. That was like the one that popped into my head. I can't even think of anything else now.
Oh, my God. You're just a G-string away, Laura. You're so close.
Thank you, honey.
Bye.
All right, listen. It's mad because I should be proud of myself that I actually got through it. I'm not because I slandered women everywhere.
Come on.
The song I crossed the finish line to as my friend and her parents were there waving at me, as my boyfriend was there filming me. I was trying to take it all in with the soundtrack of this.
Some other girls say that. As for me.
Shake that ass for me. Oh, girl. An oral hygienist. Open your mouth for about 4 or 5 minutes. Oh, take a little.
Swallow. It's absolutely horrific. I was in the droves. I was like, give me nasty M&M. I need the nastiest M&M you can give me right now.
What a throwback.
It's just so funny, isn't it? When you think of like everyone's moments crossing the line, and my headphones were just absolutely blaring this. It's actually got a good pace to it, doesn't it? It's just to kind of really get you there when you're in
agony. No wonder it took me an hour.
I started off with, let's get down to business. And I'm going to try and play around. What is this? And I remember just thinking, because later in the day when I reopened my Spotify, I was like pretty much 3/4 of the way through that song. And I was like, I'm so ashamed of myself.
Sorry, no, I love it. Also adding that to my playlist immediately.
1038 Dublin. Dublin. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
I like when it's just
gone. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Your
number one hit music station.
It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona. Good morning.
Good morning.
If you're
how
a bit confused
doing?
By that, not weather, just after 8 o'clock, Alex messed up, which is very unlike him, and he did a forward weather, and I've been berating him on WhatsApp for an hour, so that's why you got that.
So yeah, makes sense all round. Alex was at Oasis over the weekend, and Oasis still on the brain, and I was there as well, and I had to get my dog minder. Well, I asked my dog minder to come around yesterday for a little while, just because we're going to be out for a good few hours. It was kind of like a 8 hour situation that we'd be out, so the dog minder pops Ryan for a few hours just to make sure my perfect little angel is okay.
How much does it cost you to pay for babysitting every time you leave the house?
I've paid like 30 quid for this, but it's just handy peace of mind. I know it's ridiculous, but I was so embarrassed. So the timing we were out, I was like, you will actually have to give her her dinner. Mm. And you know when you're just so mortified at the state of your fridge, and I like, so I had to take even a video just to be like, this is the food, this is how you do it and stuff. And I was like looking at all the like wilted like vegetables like gathering around Danish's food, and I was like, obviously help yourself to whatever you want in there as well. And I was like, the girl is gonna like put like a do not enter like police line around this fridge, like
full
it is
bacteria
cursed. Oh, so bad, like Leo Varadkar fridge vibes.
I have to say though, when you do give your fridge a good clean, it's the best.
There's
feeling you feel
like
you know, like the Kardashians' house or whatever, like when
I know with
fridge,
all that when everything
so
is
shiny.
So stunningly organized.
I had a friend over from the UK over the weekend, and I live on my own. I know it's nice to afford and be bankrupt at the same time with Dublin rent, but
well,
I was saying like at breakfast, if I'm not awake, help yourself to whatever there is. I open the fridge and there's half a pack of grated cheese and like half a bottle of orange juice, and that's it. I don't drink milk.
Eat away amongst yourself.
Yeah,
there.
I felt like, please don't tell anyone how I live.
Yes. Oh my god.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Morning. How are you doing? All right. I've been thinking this for a while. I know you listening might have been thinking about it as well, and it's time to say it on this platform. Ireland is full of dolphins.
Sweet.
There are a lot. Everyone relax. It's all okay. There's a lot of dolphins swimming around the place at the moment, and I'm not mad about it. You know, it's okay. The sea is, some might say, their natural habitat. Yes. So, you know, how bad? This story starts actually over the pond in the UK.
Right.
A place that I don't love to talk about usually, but this was a gas story. This family in Dorset were out having a swim, you know, doing their little sea swim vibe, bopping around in the sea. And all of a sudden, this dolphin pops up right in the middle of them. And just, it actually looked like he was making fun of them. Like, you know when you're out swimming in the sea and you do that fake swim where you just kind of have your head up and you just kind of float? He was doing...
Tread water.
Yeah, the dolphin was doing that. Just like bopping the head up and down. And the family of swimmers reacted in the most polite way ever.
Hello.
It's like when like someone brings their child over and you don't know how to deal with it, and you're like, hello. But like this dolphin was in the middle of their swimming circle.
Amazing.
It was incredible.
Oh, listen, I was coming back from that island, the Aran Islands, a couple of weeks ago, and we got a display for a couple of seconds. But
Jeez, they're amazing.
Was there a few jumping in and out?
Yeah.
Oh my God, stunning. That's... absolutely love it. Well, on that side of the country, there's a dolphin. I know Fungi is obviously our main guy and we miss him every day and we hope he comes back. But there's another dolphin on the west coast of Ireland that I don't hear about much, and it's probably because she has quite violent tendencies. But absolute shout out to Dusty the dolphin.
Aww.
Who is known to terrorise people swimming off the coast of Doolin. There was a video shared by lovin.ie of this woman kind of, she's, it looks like she's getting off some sort of pier somewhere and the dolphin's there and she's literally like rubbing the dolphin behind the ears if it had ears, like she's giving it a good scratch like it's a dog. Now a lot of people have fed back to this being like, please do not do that to the dolphin, you know, like people in the comments, and I'm like, oh, have a bit of crack, but to be fair, apparently it's not good for the dolphin and it's like bacteria, etc. Humans are dirty, dolphins are clean.
Right.
But I was looking into this dolphin because people were commenting being like, that's Dusty. So I was like, okay, people are familiar with this woman. Her reputation precedes her. Okay, Dusty is a female dolphin and believed to be about 12 to 14 years old. She's about 10 foot long. And this is a warning I found on Google from Doolin Village Lodges, which said, catch a glimpse or get very close to her. However, do bear in mind she's a wild animal. And then I was like, okay, let's do a deeper dive into Dusty. In 2013, there was a warning as Dusty injured swimmers off the Irish coast and people have been warned to not get too close to her. So now I'm looking at this woman petting her behind her. So apparently,
give you a slap of the tail.
Apparently this is a thing that dolphins do to play with each other, and sometimes it can even be fatal to like little baby dolphins. Like, you need to be so careful. They ram into each other. Oh, and that's their way of having crack.
Being like, how are you? What's going on?
They just yeet off
almost
each other.
Almost like the way the lads would shoulder each other if they're
literally
cool.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So if you're in having a rub of a dolphin, be careful because it might just wally itself off your stomach, and then you could be working with a cracked rib, you could be working with whatever else, and you were in Dusty's habitat.
True.
So I feel like Fungi was the very PC version,
the plastic
of Dusty
version, yeah.
And maybe that's why like he was on such a platform. But Dusty is here to show you what dolphins are really about, and I would just say be careful.
We were way too relaxed around dolphins when it came to Fungi, so yeah.
I think so, and I think like dolphins are the real, you know, it was everyone's lower back tattoo in the 90s. It was on necklaces. It was on the little stud earrings that like you first got your ears pierced with. And like, it'd be your dream to swim with dolphins. But apparently that is not advised. Please don't. Even if they come up close to you, just go, oh, how are you?
Would you go away? If you were swimming off the coast of Doolin and you saw a dolphin, you'd be like, hello, petal.
I would do exactly what the English people did.
Hello.
Hello. How and no you? More, because I don't want to get yeeted out of it by Dusty.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
That is Chapel Roan, very different from her. It's called The Subway on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. It's just, it's kind of all about the imagery, guys. They're
it
breaking
totally
up
is.
And they're at a subway and your one goes one way, she goes the other
and
way.
She's got away.
And it's over and she's gone away.
She's gone to Bray.
Maybe.
You
maybe
know,
if she was on, if it was called The Dart.
You went to Malahide.
It's called
know?
The Subway rather than The Dart.
There's the parody there. She's gone to Bray.
Yeah,
right in that. End of the week, we'll have
right,
the dart.
Right, the dart song. I want to tell you three things that my boyfriend has done over the last 24 hours that have really annoyed me, and I feel the need to bring to the show to see if you think I'm within my rights to be slightly irked.
Number one,
I got a text this morning at 7:30. Hey, babe, do you want to go for dinner tonight? I was like, excuse me, my treat.
Of a Monday?
Come on.
My treat. I said, why are you so, in my head, like, why is he so obsessed with me today? I said, sure, what are you thinking? And he was like, would we say Bottle Tower, maybe 6:30?
Oh.
And I was like, yeah. It's just the Leeds game is on.
It all
so
comes
I want to go and watch the Leeds match. A really, really big match tonight. So
bit of Monday night football. You know that match doesn't start until 8 p.m.
Yeah, he wants to get a good seat because, you know, all the Leeds fans are in
Rathdown. Everyone for Leeds on a Monday.
I mean, you won't get a seat anywhere tonight with all the Leeds fans.
I think
fans.
You'll be okay, honey.
I think so too. Number two, I told you earlier in the show, I did that 16-kilometre run at the weekend. Yep. I was not well trained for it at all. I was in absolute agony. And bless him, he did come to see me cross the line and everything. But the minute I did the 60 seconds in getting into the car, he went, yeah, I think I'm going to start running.
No, that's not like, allowed.
No,
shut
that's,
up.
That's fine, yeah. No, I'm thinking like I was looking it up there and I was waiting for you. You took your time.
I was waiting a while.
I was waiting ages. I loved the time to research. There's a half marathon there in a few months' time. I think I'm going to do that. And I was like, what are you talking about? You don't run.
No.
The same lad gets up yesterday
and runs 8 kilometres in 45 minutes.
Sorry.
I actually wanted to vomit. What is the point? What is the point? What do you mean you ran 8 kilometres in 45 minutes?
That would give
Why
him
are
the
men
average.
So fit?
That would give him the average of 1:30 for Emma's 2:07.
Oh, yeah. Men can't let us have anything.
They just can't
let me
win.
It's like when you're
win.
At home sick and your boyfriend's like, oh, I actually think I'm coming down with something. And you're like, well, I've got period cramps. Is that what you have?
It's honestly David Hammond. David Hammond cannot let you be unwell.
Oh, yeah, he's got a worm coming out of his eye. Yeah, he's always got something you going on. He's got vertigo.
You literally are like, oh, jeez, I have a bit of a period pain. He's like, I don't feel well. I feel really bad.
Like, give over.
So he went off, smashed an 8K yesterday.
Stop.
So I this morning, yesterday, I was all like, would you use the roller on my legs? I'm in an awful state after my 16K, which is roll my legs. And he went, only if you do mine after, I'm in bits too. I was like, do you
No.
I was testing the waters waking up this morning because I was like, do you know, ran the 16K, don't know how I'm going to be suffering this morning. And he went, oh, my legs are in bits.
Shut up.
He wouldn't even let me have the chafing. He went, I'm chafing too after my run yesterday.
No, well, you're allowed to wear long shorts.
Yeah.
So get out of here with that.
And the icing on the cake. When he went off to one up me on the 8K yesterday, just wouldn't let me have the weekend, you know? Just wouldn't let me have the weekend.
No.
Emer texted me yesterday evening about 7:30 saying, everyone's ready to move on. I'm not done talking about the fact that we ran 16K yesterday. Yeah. Can we discuss it for a bit on WhatsApp?
Of course.
So we were over and back chatting about how amazing we are.
Yeah.
When he went off and smashed the 8K and he was all this morning, oh, I'm in bits, I'm so sore, blah, blah. Wouldn't even let me have the weekend. He went in that run and he returned home and said, oh, I'm after losing one of your AirPods.
Oh.
The same man took my running vest, took the lead that I bought for the dog to run the dog, and returned minus an AirPod. Do you know what makes matters worse on this morning? I said, that's lovely, Jack. I'd love a new pair of AirPods. Mine are really old.
Yeah.
I said, here's the ones I'd like. Thank you very much.
Exactly.
He said, no, what I'm going to do is I'm going to replace the one I missed.
No, that's not how this works.
And that's what he's gone and done. He's just ordered one singular AirPod for 90 quid.
Can he even get that?
A new set of AirPods is like 150.
I know, but that's what he said. Do you know what he said? I said, you know what we'll do? You buy a nice new pair and then we can share them. Quits. And he said, no, I'm never letting that happen again. I lost an AirPod. He said, I'll replace the one I lost for you and I'm going to buy myself a new pair then.
Take the old pair. Genuinely cross at that.
A sickener. Yeah. I think that's very unfair. I deserve the new pair just for the inconvenience caused, I think, you know?
Jack, that's not okay.
Here's Justin Bieber and Daisy's. Men can't let us have anything.
No.
I swear. You're on spin.
Get ready. Spin 103.8's Golden Ticket.
Yeah, next week, some of the kids back to school. We are not done with summer here. No. We want to get you on your holidays to Fuerteventura, all with thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
Mm-hmm.
Amy's on to give this lash this morning. Are you familiar with the game, Amy?
Is it to guess the song?
Yes, exactly. Guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds on our golden ticket and you will win that holiday to Fuerteventura. You're already on to the right start. You know the game, which we love to hear. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to tell us one artist that is on the song. Bear in mind there's no skipping or passing, but you do have a swap, okay, Amy? So if you don't know the song, you can shout out swap and we will pause the clock and swap that song that you are stuck on. Now you only get one swap, so do use it wisely and you cannot swap the final song. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. Also, we cannot move on until you get the song and artist correct, but when you do, we will pause the clock so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next song. And that's it, Amy. Would you have any questions on that at all?
No, it seems pretty straightforward.
It does. Amy, where are you from?
Blanchardstown.
Okay, very good.
Amy and Blanche.
Amy in Blanchardstown, we're putting 25 seconds on the clock. We want you to win this holiday. You deserve it, girl. And just a reminder, get these songs out and the artist names as quick as you possibly can. The time is going to move quick. And shout the word swap as loud as you can if you don't know the song. All right?
Right, yes, that's perfect.
Good luck, Amy.
Good luck, we go.
Thank you.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. And song one is playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Sabrina Carpenter Espresso.
Yes.
Perfect. Well done in the bag. Sabrina Amazing. Carpenter and Espresso.
Very good. With 21.8 seconds left for four songs. So essentially 22, let's say. And if you get the names and artists out that quick, you'll be flying it.
Yeah. Here we go, Amy. Let's move on to song two. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
When I was 6 years old.
Sharon. Castle on the Hill.
Yes.
Well done, Amy. That's been locked in for a while. Not necessarily that song, but Ed Sheeran as the artist on song two. Castle on the Hill in the bag.
Oh my God, incredible going, Amy. You've got 15.8 seconds left for three songs. That is very good.
You also still have your swap if you need it, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go. Song three. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Swap.
Okay, very good. Nice.
Okay, great.
Big artist, big song. I think it's a fair enough song three, but it just didn't suit you. That's absolutely fine. Teddy Swims and Bad Dreams, but it's fine. That is gone now.
And that is what the swap is there for. No worries at all. We're going to have a brand new song three playing for you now in a second. And you still got 15.8 seconds left on the clock for this one.
Here we go. Brand new song three coming your way in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Justin Bieber, Daisy.
Yes!
I'd say that was a record-breaking amount of time, was it?
Surely. She knows her niche. Amy does. Okay, amazing. You have 12.7 seconds. That is over 6 seconds per song for song four and song five. How are you feeling?
Good.
Oh my God, she's as cool as a cucumber. All right, okay.
Here we go, Amy. Song four on Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Deep breath. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it Waffle House?
Yes.
It is Waffle House.
Oh my God.
Amy.
Amy. Okay, right. The good news is you're on to song five. I don't know how you're going to take this news.
Okay news.
Okay news is you've got 4.5 seconds left for this final song.
Right.
Okay, so take a deep big deep breath in, big deep breath out. Not that you need it because you're very chill. And just try and get the name of this song and artist out as quick as you can. And you could be packing your bags for Fuerteventura.
Oh, we're very excited. Yeah. Amy, please do this for us, okay? Please, begging you.
Yeah.
Song five on Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Two.
Oh, I don't know it.
Oh, no. Oh, Amy.
I don't know the name.
I know, it's kind of one of those.
Oh. You recognise it though, don't you?
Yeah.
Can you imagine how the chorus goes?
Yeah.
Girl, I know, I got the move. Adam Porte, the song is called Move.
I never would have got that one.
Do you know what? It's one of those ones you've either been listening to it loads or you don't, you're not familiar with the name.
Yeah.
It normally is kind of a tougher song five. It was either going to be for you or not for you at all. You're a legend, an absolute legend. Fair play. You're a fantastic player.
Thank you.
Try and get on again if you can, girl. Sorry, we couldn't do it for you this morning.
I will.
Bye.
No problem. Thanks so much. Thank you. Bye.
Just so sickened. Sickened.
She was great and so calm under pressure.
So talented. Honestly, a talent.
That is exactly an artist in her own right.
I agree. Listen, do this for us, please. Adam Porte, Move with song five. We know that's going to be gone now. You won't hear that again. Song one, locked in, is Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso. So this is essentially a four-song game now, if you've been listening and you know that crack, okay? Song two will be an Ed Sheeran song. Not Castle on the Hill, but a Ed Sheeran song. If you want to play tomorrow, message us now. The word golden, send it over to us on WhatsApp on 087-711-1038. This was song three this morning. Won't be tomorrow. It's Teddy Swims and Bad Dreams on Spin.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
Yes, welcome in. It is the most important part of the show where I get to talk about exactly what I want. Mm-hmm. And something very interesting I saw on TikTok over the weekend. Now, obviously, everyone is talking about the life of showgirl Taylor Swift's new album. And there's this girl and she's predicted exactly what the album track song Life of a Showgirl, which is a collab with Sabrina Carpenter. She's predicted exactly what she thinks it's going to sound like. And I just have a tiny clip of the TikTok here because I want you to go and watch the full thing because it's, I really think, very spot on. But this is what she thinks the chorus sounds like.
The life of a showgirl is as follows. We live in a strange world and it feels hollow.
God, I actually think that's it, yeah.
I mean, I know out of context you have to get a bit used to the girl's voice and stuff. But
she does like enunciate her words like Taylor would.
Yeah. And then she like does Sabrina Carpenter's bit. And then she's like, no one knows the real me, only Trevi. And I'm like, what? I'm like, okay,
Well, that is the song. And there's another girl on TikTok who predicted exactly what Sabrina Carpenter's man child would sound like. She predicted that, like, and I swear they choose me, I'm not choosing them, amen. Like, you can see her video dated from before, and it's insane.
How do people do that? Is it just that predictable?
I don't know. Like, it sounded slightly different, but it was like, okay, queen. So
I would say, like, Taylor Swift's a fairly predictable artist.
I know, it's all a bit same, but yeah, this girl, Hope Godwin 12, go and watch the full video because I'm dying and I think it's
the
spot
life
on.
Of a showgirl is as follows. We live in a strange world and it feels hollow.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry. I'm surprised, I don't know why, that the lead single is in the name of the album. The title track is with Sabrina. It's
I know, yeah.
Track,
it's a funny one. I'm surprised she would be willing to share credit in that way, but there you go.
I wonder when she'll start drip feeding singles before the release.
I think it's, surely September, because the release is in October.
Well, there you go. Not long to go now. Here's Doja Cat. This is Woman on Spin.